About 6 months after I was ordained and made a vicar of a church, we had our first annual meeting, my first annual meeting, and we presented the budget to the church, and it was a deficit budget, a couple of $1,000s. And there was some debate about the budget, but we ended up passing the budget. And afterwards, one of the pillars of the church came to me, and he said, "Now, Father," he says, "I'm a businessman, and you're not going to want to hear this, but the church is a business, and you can't run a business on a deficit budget. So something's going to have to change. Either we're going to have to get some more income, or we're going to have fewer expenses." I said, "Well, you know, I thought the people were pretty generous, and it would probably work out." He said, "You can't run a business like that." Well, we went through the year, and sure enough, we did get into a deficit. But somehow, near the end of the year, we climbed out of it, and we ended up just about even. And it was the same thing every year I was there. Deficit budget kept going down and down, but somehow, at the end of the year, we'd come out even. Well, I know what the pillar of the church was saying. You can't depend on people's generosity. I mean, generosity is elusive. And why should we be generous anyway? I mean, when you're generous, you're taking a risk. Your generosity might not be returned. It might not be rewarded. When I was a kid, our family went to visit my Uncle Don and my Aunt Louise, Eloise. And Aunt Eloise was pretty glad to see us, but Uncle Don was not very happy with this tribe of Fulton kids that had invaded his household. And one night, we're getting ready for bed, and I was putting the toothpaste on my toothbrush. And from behind me, Uncle Don reached out his hand and he grabbed that toothpaste and he said, "You're wasting the toothpaste." I still remember how that felt, how rough his hand was. I was just a little kid. Don't you think he could have been a little more generous than that? Well, I think that generosity is a mark of maturity. And Jesus was generous. He wasn't generous with money or things. He didn't have any money or any things. But he was generous in spirit. Wherever he went, he gave freely of himself, of his time, of his energy and his compassion. He was generous. The gospel this morning is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you that you shall love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you." You know, some people would say it's foolish to love your enemy, that your enemy is going to take advantage of you. Why should you do that? But I think what Jesus is doing in this passage is he's trying to open up the possibility of cooperation. He's trying to create a space where maybe people can work together instead of always be enemies. "Love your enemies," he says. "Pray for those who persecute you so that you may show that you are children of your Father in heaven, who sends the rain on the evil and the good and makes the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous." In other words, God is generous, so shouldn't we be generous? I mean, the character of God is to be generous, so our character also should be generous. Now, God doesn't punish evil people by sending a drought on their little 5-acre plot of land and sending the rain and the sun on everybody else. God doesn't send a thunder cloud and lightning and thunder on the evil guy as he walks through town and let everybody else be in the sunshine. God doesn't do that. God is generous and treats everyone the same. Our Old Testament lesson Moses says, you're not going to cut your grain field to the very edge, but you're going to leave some so that the widows and the orphans can come and they can glean some of the wheat so they can have something to eat. Be generous. Psalm 145 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You can find God's generosity throughout the whole Bible. You know, the Apostle Peter, after the resurrection, was still convinced that the Jewish people were God's chosen people, and he refused to eat with Gentiles, people who were not Jewish, and until he had a vision from God. And then he came to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and he said, I truly understand now that God shows no partiality. God's the same with everyone. And if we're children of God, shouldn't we be generous too? You might remember 3 years ago we had to make a decision in this church whether we were going to buy a new piece of property. And it was a major decision. So we had a circle conversation in this room. We cleared out all the chairs so we could all sit around in a big circle. And we passed the talking stick around. And everyone had a chance to say what was on their mind when they had the talking stick and speak without interruption. And we went around the circle and there were a lot of opinions expressed. Not everyone agreed, but I think there was a willingness to listen, and there was a generosity of spirit there. And I think that by the time the whole thing was done, we had a pretty good idea what direction we were going. We were able to be generous with each other. You know, in today's climate, it is awfully easy to make enemies of each other. And I wonder if maybe we need a little more generosity so that we can listen to each other. Room to disagree, but still be in relationship with each other. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus introduces a whole new ethic, a new way of living. He says, have a little humility. You know, listen to other people without judging them. Be at peace with yourself and let your life speak for itself without having to brag or to boast. Don't retaliate against other people. Don't strike out at others, but as much as possible, be at peace with others. Be open to change. Be open to learning. And find gratitude wherever you can. And be generous as God is generous. When I think of generosity, I think of Father Bob Bethay. You know, he was a big guy. And not just big physically, but he was big in spirit. You felt like you could come to him, you could tell him anything, and he would listen without judging you. And you knew that he would probably give you his opinion too, and he'd be honest with you. He had a generosity of spirit. He was a very generous guy in many ways. So I hope that we will be children of our Heavenly Father, who sends the rain on the evil and the good, and sends the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous. Amen.